coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Listen, we understand this. Nothing in the whole world can defeat you. Nothing. 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 Glory to God. All right, now let's read from verse 16 of that chapter 4, 2 Corinthians. Read verse 16 now. You're actually going to read from 16 to 17 to 18. You ready? All right, read 16. Hallelujah. While our light affliction, he says, when we go through trials and tempests, pain, and virtual disappointments, and persecutions, this is our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works out for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight. It's talking about weighing something like you're weighing gold. An eternal weight of glory. He says, when we go through these things that we got to go through, all right? The persecutions, the disappointments, the pains, and all of these kind of things. He says, when we go through them, they only produce for us heavier weights of glory. So long as we look not at the things which are seen. Sando Gabaradahaya. Says, why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. How can we look at the things which are not seen? It means they are real. Those are the things you see with the eyes of faith. Faith is the title deed to unseen realities. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. That means they are subject to change. They don't last for long. They are subject to change. You say tumor, you are subject to change. Oh, glory to God. Did you lose your job? Hold the letter and say you are subject to change. Bad news? Did you hear bad news? Put it before you and say you are subject to change. If I can see you, you are subject to change. Hey, glory to God. Hey. If these optical eyes, if these physical eyes can see you, you are subject to change. We look not at the things which are seen.
For the things that are seen are temporal. They are subject to change. Subject to change. Never be worried about such things. Just subject to change. Say, brother, don't worry. It is subject to change. Glory to God. Subject to change. Say, sister, cheer up. It is subject to change. Subject to change. Subject to change. While we look not at the things which are seen. So he said, brother, don't look at it. It is subject to change. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. How can we see that? Through the word of God. Through faith we understand that the aeons were framed. You say, Mom, don't worry. We will frame a new future. You know, a young man said, when his father died, everything went bad in his life. No, young man, you can frame a new future. You can. Don't worry. Cheer up. Cheer up. You're going to frame a new future. You're going to frame a new aeon. You're going to frame a new one. And you begin from tonight to speak into that future. Through faith we understand that the aeons were framed by the word of God, such that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Oh God. What is missing in your aeon? Catatizo it. Repair it. Mend it. Catatizo also means to complete perfectly. So complete it perfectly. Is there something missing in your aeon? Is there something you wish you had in your world? Through faith, we understand that the words, the aeons, were framed by the rhema. The rhema. When God puts rhema, I'm telling some of you have received rhema tonight. I mean, you got it in your spirit. Hallelujah. You've received rhema. Some of you heard it in your spirit. When I said frame a new future, you cut it. You cut it. Yeah. You got it. You get it. Some of you were listening when I said that thing was subject to change. It was rhema. Rhema for your spirit. Rhema for your spirit. Subject to change. Subject to change. Oh, glory to God. Our condition is subject to change. Subject to change. Maybe you haven't had the place to live. You've been sleeping in a friend's back house. You've been sleeping in the garage. Tonight, you say this subject to change. Glory to God. Glory to God. Subject to change. Hallelujah. It's subject to change. is subject to change. Aye. Oh, glory to God. Rhema, rhema, that's what you need. Rhema, rhema in your mouth, that's what you need. Rhema, the spoken word of God. Rhema is a creative word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute. Hold on. Somebody just asked, someone just asked, now picked that in the spirit. He said, what exactly is rhema? Let me explain a little further. Rhema is that word that the Holy Spirit speaks. And when he speaks it, it is personal to you. At that moment, you just, it's like you can sense it in your spirit that he's talking to you. That is rhema. Rhema is the word that God speaks that concerns you right now for your peculiar case at this time, at this moment. And you receive that word and it's like, he's talking to me. That is rhema. And when you pick it in your spirit and you say, he's talking to me, you use it. You say, therefore, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Whatever you want at that time, whatever situation you are in at that time, that thing that God said to you, act on it, use it, voice it, speak it, hallelujah. Come on, shout somebody. Woo! Oh, glory to God. I got my life made. I can see my future. I'm walking with the rhema of God. I'm speaking forth success, victory, prosperity. Oh, glory to God. Oh, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. It's working, it's working, it's working. The word of God is working, 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 working. Man, oh my. You got it in your spirit, brother. You got it in your spirit, sister. You got it. You got it.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, 5 Kiano Road, off Yakubu Gowon Way, Jos. If you have been blessed or inspired by this message, or you have a testimony, please call us on 0806-703-4249 or 0803-438-6464 or send an email to Pastor Chris@ChristEmbassy.org.